This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Illinois legislators are debating how to stop drugs from getting into state prisons. The union representing prison workers says drug use in prisons has exploded. Republican lawmakers want to ban incoming paper mail because it's being soaked in synthetic drugs and fentanyl. State Representative David Friess says all mail should be scanned, then accessed digitally.
While we all have valued the connections that physical mail provides, it's hard to ignore the very real risk to safety that comes with it right now.
But Democrats, like State Representative Kelly Cassidy, say not so fast.
The answer to drug abuse is treatment, not more policing.
The Illinois Department of Corrections did not immediately comment on the proposal. In other state political news, state lawmakers say they want more time to assess the environmental risks of carbon capture technology before considering a ban near aquifers. Republican State Senator Sally Turner of Central Illinois' Logan County says she's open to exploring the technology further, but not near water supplies.
They need to come to some kind of idea of how that can work to help the environment, but yet not drill holes through the aquifer, because that just can't happen.
Turner and other lawmakers proposed the ban on carbon capture near aquifers following two leaks at a carbon injection site near Decatur. Carbon capture involves injecting climate-warming CO2 deep underground to limit its impact on climate change. Jurors in former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's federal corruption trial are expected to hear more testimony from a no-work Commonwealth Edison contractor today. Ed Moody was one of Madigan's most valued political foot soldiers. And as a reward, Madigan allegedly got him a valuable ComEd contract. Moody testified repeatedly that he did no real work for the hundreds of thousands of dollars he got from that deal. Prosecutors say it's contracts like Moody's that are the basis for their racketeering conspiracy case against Madigan. Moody gave colorful testimony, saying Madigan told him, quote, "If I leave my politics, if I stop what I'm doing, I would lose the contract." But defense lawyers got Moody to concede Madigan never openly told him he would be getting a no-work contract. The city of Chicago is beefing up its team of sanitation workers tasked with rat control. Streets and Sanitation will add an additional 5 crews for rat abatement, a big topic during their budget hearing yesterday. Public commenter Ann Abramson urged officials to go even further. Stop using rat poison and instead use rat birth control.
The contraceptive strategy works because it reduces the rat's superpower, their fertility.
Department Commissioner Cole Stallard says that method has not worked in the past. He also had some advice for Chicagoans to help. Stop littering. Pick up after your pet and throw it away in a covered bin, not in an open garbage can.
People that do pick up their dog poop tend to throw them in those baskets, and that's what attracts the rodents.
Some more things you should know today. A new study shows that Chicago public school students who transition out of the English Language Learner program within a few years do better in high school and college than those never in the program, including native English speakers. The study's author said there's little research on the plight of students after they leave the program. Nearly 30% of current CPS students are learning English. A champion of Chicago storefront theater has died. Local arts journalist Chris Vier died Monday of cancer. One of his final projects was editing this year's Fall Culture Guide in Chicago Magazine. Former colleague Frank Sennett describes Vier as an advocate for the arts and one of the early media voices to call attention to the lack of diversity on local stages in the early 2000s. Vier was 47. Today's weather: a winter weather advisory is in effect from 7 this morning to 1 this afternoon. The National Weather Service reports snow and gusty winds are expected in Chicago, the Collar Counties, and southeast Wisconsin. Forecasters expect us to get 2 to 4 inches of sometimes heavy snow. They say it could make this morning's commute slippery and hazardous. The high will reach the low 40s. Tomorrow, we're expecting temperatures to reach the mid-40s and to experience cloudy skies. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.